Welcome back. We're going to talk now about how to restore a healthy sexual dopamine response in four areas, and that is a walk-driven sexuality, a sex-positive marriage-driven sexuality, a moderation and sanctification sexuality, and a boundary understanding of sexuality and how these all relate. So, if left up to the natural, not biblically influenced sexual dopamine response, if left up to the natural outside of God, why are we even talking about this? Isn't all pleasure good all the time? And what's bad is bad all the time? But a worldview driven by the Word of God and by God Himself compels us to understand pleasure differently and to train that sexual dopamine responder to love that which glorifies God. So first of all, to love walking with the Lord and to have this part of your narrative, prayer narrative with the Lord, your relationship as you pray, Lord, may the sexual piece of my person glorify you. Help me to not look lustfully at another woman. Help me, Lord, to when I'm connecting about relationships, I don't look for pseudo intimacies. Help me to never start a relationship with a woman that could go and cross any barriers that would hurt my marriage, the woman, my ministry. You know, like all of this becomes part of your relationship and assume that. I remember old Dr. Snapper is assume, admit that, you know something, you could fall in this area. Number two, my dopamine responder to be all about a sex positive marriage. Marriage should be honored by all, and the marriage bed kept pure, for God will judge the adulterer and all the sexual immoral. 1 Corinthians 7, verse 5, do not deprive each other, but by mutual consent and for a time, so you may devote yourself to prayer. Then come together so that Satan will not tempt you because of your lack of self-control. Okay, so there's my appetite for sexuality is the marriage bed. And pornography or other temptations that want to break that down, that's not pleasurable. So we ask the Lord to have that, well, marriage is the real deal. It's real flesh and blood. In your mind, go through the benefits of marriage. And if you're in a marriage, be that romantic partner for your spouse. Be that sexual intimacy partner. Don't deprive each other. Don't let Satan get a foothold. I mean, God made marriage as an institution to just really keep us from the wrecking ball of unrequited pleasure that has no boundary to it. Moderation and sanctification. Paul says in 1 Corinthians 6, verse 12, everything is permissible for me, but not everything is beneficial. Everything is permissible, but I will not be mastered by anything. So, we don't want our dopamine responder to be mastered. You know, can you imagine how many people get sold a bill of goods in the area of sexuality because the devil knows that the false pleasures that sexual response gives can essentially make somebody like that dumb rat who can't do anything else but is giving themselves to just be a, you know, a victim of their own responder. And instead, Paul says, look, Don't be mastered by anything. You're saved now. Don't return to the life that you once lived. And ultimately, love boundaries. And don't consider boundaries an evil thing. 1 Corinthians 5, verse 11. But I am writing to you that you must not associate with anyone who calls himself a brother who is sexually immoral or greedy or an adulterer or a slanderer or a drunkard or a swindler. Such man do not even eat. Nevertheless, I have this against you. Tolerate the woman Jezebel, who calls herself a prophetess. By her teaching, she misleads my servants to sexual immorality and the eating of food sacrificed to idols. Do not fall, or don't trust your fallen dopamine responders. This doesn't have to be this huge thing any different than any other place where the sanctifying power of the Holy Spirit is coming into your life. In so many ways, ask the Lord to help me welcome, help you welcome those pleasures that glorify you. You know, it's pleasurable to build a house. You know, it's pleasurable to build a boundary about your sexual dopamine responder around it. It's pleasurable. It's pleasurable to work on your marriage so that sexual temptation is less. It's pleasurable to be mastered by Jesus Christ. And so that's a greater pleasure. It's pleasurable to shut down the idol-creating factory of your heart. That's more pleasurable than all of the sexual temptations. You know, Solomon, given all this wisdom, great king. But what stole his heart was he was the rat in that area of sexual responders. He was the rat. His heart was turned away from the Lord because an idol in this area got stronger than even all of his wisdom. So that's what we're talking about, is how do we ask the Lord through our walk with God to change the mindset of how we think about what is pleasurable and what is not. Next time, we're going to get very practical on how to have victory over sexual sin.